Navasota undefeated still? You'll have to listen to find out here in about 12 minutes.
Oh, don't spoil it.
I'm just cheering.
Yeah.
Like you don't half the time.
20,000 students will spend more time in school starting next year as part of a pilot program attempting to address falling achievement among U.S. students.
Mm. Yeah, when I saw that, I thought, come on, stop wasting our kids' lives.
It'd be Colorado, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, and Tennessee. See, they're making the announcement, the official announcement on this today. They will add at least 300 hours. Oh, excuse me. It says here, 300 hours of learning time.
See, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, I feel really cynical about this.
Oh, listen, whoa, wait a minute. Cat gets cynical.
I do.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead.
I feel like if they would spend more time actually teaching stuff instead of, well, for one thing, there's so much propaganda that's pushed on our kids. You know, I have friends with kids, and I hear about it where, you know, they spend a class period where their assignment is about, say, how energy efficient an electric car is.
Okay.
But what does that have to do with classic learning? You know what I mean? If people want to let parents push their own ideas on their kids, don't waste our kids' time pushing your ideas instead of just learning the important things, because then these kids go to college and don't know how to do anything. They don't know how to think. They don't, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, critical thinking? Is that what you're saying? Critical thinking? That kids should actually be able to do that? That they should know the difference between Jon Stewart and the real news? Is that what you mean?
Oh.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, that's, I understand that. Classic learning, I don't know. Classic learning is probably gone.
Didn't hurt me.
Well, we're even older than you are, okay? And we never once talked about how efficient a light bulb once was in school.
That's a political agenda. If you're talking about LED versus candescent lights or whatever, you know, that doesn't have to do with school.
We had multiplication rock. That was the extent of forward thinking.
You remember that? Yeah, that's exactly right.
I own that.
Yeah.
I have it on DVD.
Do you?
Yeah.
So that way you can do your math tables again in your head. Hello?
Hey, Scott, you and I are about the same age. When we were in school, it was the three R's. It was reading, writing, arithmetic, right?
That's it.
Okay, now it's rap, rape, and Ritalin.
I mean, oh, my gosh. Wow.
Brilliant.
Oh, dear.
I love it.
And now you had Eddie Colson on in the newscast talking about grassroots. And this is a very interesting thing that is taking place because now, and again, like anything else, if it starts at the grassroots level, and not to necessarily draw a complete parallel, but the Tea Party is a grassroots-type movement. But if you bring it down to the level where people get to talk one-on-one to somebody who's knowledgeable on any issue, then as they get together as a group, as a collective, they feel more empowered. Then they can get in touch with their whoever, in this case, state rep or state senator, and talk about what they're doing as far as financing is concerned in Texas. And so if you start peeling the layers back, you know, one of the things that they've done is they've tried to fund per student. And when you start looking at some school districts and how little their kids get compared to some other school districts and how much they get, it's a very interesting comparison. Hello.
Hey, Scott. My high school daughter's in English class right now, and their 6 weeks grades based on how well they did on a fundraiser.
No! Get out of here!
Yes, sir.
Did you say sixth grade?
No, in high school.
Oh, in high school.
Great googly movies.
Thank you. I hate that. Oh, listen to you. There you go.
Fabulous. It's almost about as good as conjunction junction. Yeah, What's your function?
I didn't ask what school district, and I didn't want to. But, I mean, the idea is if you want to be knowledgeable in this, it's like anything else. You need to be an advocate for your child. You need to be armed with information.
Well, and I'll tell you what else. You know, it's so important to make sure that you're teaching your kids what you want them to know because apparently the schools are not doing it. And I am speaking as someone who went to a public high school. TOS is a joke. I don't know how much STAR has changed from TOS or TAX or whatever. They change the name like every 2 years.
Right.
But it's still the same thing, and it's still like sixth grade math, you know, which you should not be doing in high school. And then you spend a portion of every class studying for the TAX, TOS,
or
whatever
the standardized test. Hello.
Yeah, y'all mentioned grassroots and the Tea Party and Eddie Colson, and I think the Tea Party is on the opposite side of most of these issues from Eddie Colson.
Well, I'm not necessarily saying that's the case. I'm not trying to draw any kind of parallel between political stances on things. What I'm talking about is their commonality when it comes to a grassroots thing. I don't have any idea what Dr. Colson's views might be on some political things and how that jives with the Tea Party. I'm not trying to make any kind of parallel there. What I'm talking about is the idea that you need to be an advocate for yourself or be an advocate for your child. Now, the whole idea of testing being so important is one of the things that they're trying to bring before the legislature to say that these kind of tests should not be the be-all and end-all. Again, but I'm going to back away from that and stand on the other side of the fence and say, I don't know that it's just a thing that we throw money at. We don't need one more problem to throw money at. That's for sure. And public education falls into that category. Don't throw money at it. Let's get some things in there where we know. I don't know where we get some theories. Of course, I don't want to get started. 7:45. Don't want to get started. Let's talk about the parade because I wasn't there.
It was fun.
Kevin, were you there?
No.
But Kat was of the parade yesterday.
I was. Those fans were out of control. If you ever want to know what fame is like, just be Santa's float guard.
Yeah, were they rushing the float?
Actually, you know, there was something really sweet and refreshing about it because it was such genuine delight that these kids expressed.
Sure.
Just
jumping
up and down and screaming Santa or kids that were kind of shy. It just, you know, as adults, we're so guarded with really showing true delight. And those kids were just absolutely delighted.
That's what Christmas is about. And when you have a child, you'll realize that. That is exactly right.
That
kind of morning in your house, that is what Christmas is all about. Now, how many beads of sweat did Santa have on his brow yesterday?
We don't need to talk about beads
of
sweat.
We're out driving around,
Santa,
wearing our shorts, you know, enjoying the sun, sitting outside at a restaurant thinking, boy, I bet Santa's sweating. He's just sweating. Yeah, but anyway. Maybe they'll have an air-conditioned sleigh next year for that. So now, how were you attired as a Santa elf?
Well, I had on a little white skirt, and I had on some ruby red slippers and a red shirt that said Santa's Helper.
Oh.
And then I wore a bell that was my great-grand...
on your toes?
No.
Oh, shit.
It was like a bell pin.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
I hate that. All right, here we go. It's the formula for the perfect Christmas tree. Just in time. And actually, we're telling you so that if you've already decorated your tree and you didn't do it properly, then we're here to help you out. Buying a 6-foot Christmas tree, you need exactly 37 ornaments and an angel that is precisely 7 inches high.
37? Isn't that a bit skimpy?
Kevin, you ready for this? I've just... Golly.
Incidentally, did y'all notice?
Are you holding the target in front of you, Kat? Are you holding the target in front of you? I just want to finish this. The formula for decorating the perfect Christmas tree comes from students at Sheffield University.
No!
Oh, my God!
Yeah, but I went to the University of Sheffield.
The same thing.
There's two universities in Sheffield. One's kind of a mechanical college, and then one is a university.
Well, it says Sheffield University in the U.K.
Okay.
Now all of a sudden she's backing down that 37 may be okay.
Because
the alma mater says it's okay.
I'll tell you what, 37 is still not okay.
Okay, the 6-foot tree would also need 18 feet 9 inches of lights and 30 feet of tinsel. So.
That had to have been people from the other Sheffield University.
Oh, it's that other Sheffield.
Wait a minute, more tinsel than lights? That's just wrong.
Hello?
Well, your guys are trying to discuss Christmas decorating with a woman on board.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
But it's her school that did it. It's her school that did it. Okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say, speaking of decorations, did y'all notice I was feeling a little sad? I would see the candy tree and how it was so elaborate. And then there's the sports tree and it's totally decked out and little balls and stuff. And then the WTAW tree was kind of just...
Yeah,
but then when I walked in, somebody has lovingly papier-mâché'd newspaper to Christmas balls and hung
wonderful?
Them on the tree.
Perfect. All right, here we go. Most listeners can't see our trees.
That's why I describe them.
Why some men have a dog rather than a wife or girlfriend. Why some men have a dog rather than a wife or a girlfriend. The later you are, the more excited your dogs are to see you.
True.
Dogs don't notice if you call them by another dog's name.
True. Aww.
A dog's parents never visit.
True.
Dogs agree that you have to raise your voice to get your point across.
Yes!
Yes. Dogs find it amusing when you're drunk. A dog will never wake you up in the middle of the night and ask, if I died, would you get another dog?
Y'all are pathetic.
If a dog leaves, it won't take half your stuff with you. And the number one reason why some men have dogs rather than wives or girlfriends, dogs actually like when you leave things laying on the floor.